You're listening to SBS News.
First responders confronted with the hardships of the coronavirus pandemic on a daily basis will be the subjects of a new health study into COVID-19. More than 1,500 workers, including hospital staff, primary care and aged care workers, along with participants from other health sectors, will be recruited. Accredited exercise physiologist Jacqueline Murphy is based in Melbourne and she is finding the coronavirus experience challenging.
We're definitely feeling really tired and fatigued at the end of the day, more so than what we normally would, and definitely like quite stressed and overwhelmed at times.
Ms. Murphy says she is missing the face-to-face interactions with clients and expects long-term effects not only for hospital staff but allied health. Professor Karen Leader is an infectious disease physician from Monash University and her school is leading the research.
I think that there's lots of learnings that may be translatable nationally, but I also think that we know that healthcare systems work quite differently in different jurisdictions, and therefore I think there would be definite merit in looking across jurisdictions.
Nursing Director Susan Jennings has experienced firsthand adapting her workplace, Bendigo Health, in regional Victoria. She says surgical nurses had to upskill to become respiratory medical nurses to respond to coronavirus, but she admits some staff are struggling.
Staff who had previously had mental health conditions have seen these exacerbated with an increased workload and an ever-changing work environment.
Professor Leader says it's important to monitor this stressful period and understand workers' psychological health. The study will focus on Victorians for 12 months only, but researchers hope other states and territories can be involved in the future.
I think that there's lots of learnings that may be translatable nationally, but I also think that we know that healthcare systems work quite differently in different jurisdictions, and therefore I think there would be definite merit in looking across jurisdictions.
There are reports healthcare workers from around the world are suffering from stress, exhaustion and the risk of contagion in hospitals. Images of staff with bruised faces from wearing protective shields and other personal equipment have become a powerful visual of the pandemic. Staff will be questioned as part of the study, and researchers will also talk to workplaces about what systems they have in place. Victoria's Minister for Workplace Safety is Jill Hennessy.
There's been some cases of missing and inadequate personal protective equipment. There's been examples, and there is surveillance occurring, of failing to maintain appropriate social distancing in some of those workplaces. In some circumstances, inadequate hygiene controls.
She says there have been almost 300 work cover claims related to mental health, and all have been accepted.
But more generally, there is about 30 ongoing WorkSafe investigations on foot at this point in time. They are, of course, an independent regulator and make their own decisions around potential breaches. So some of those may relate to corona, but also other occupational health and safety breaches.
Victorian government data from this month shows more than 3,000 healthcare workers have become infected with coronavirus. And patient demand has dropped in some areas, such as cancer screening. Emergency presentations were down in Victoria last month, with the Health Minister Jenny Markakos reminding patients that hospitals are safe.
We have had a significant decline with a great deal of effort from health services in healthcare worker infections in recent weeks.
Beyond the physical harm and pain of becoming unwell with coronavirus, psychological issues are also a concern. Psychology lecturer Dan Fasnacht from Flinders University says healthcare workers can be more prone to mental issues compared to the wider community.
Especially, when you work in a high-stress environment, that sometimes, looking after yourself in terms of self-care, etc., is really neglected. And that's not only true for healthcare workers, that's actually true for a lot of other professions as well.
He says based on past pandemics, a strong negative effect is likely to emerge for healthcare workers, but prevention can minimise the damage.
No one really knows what's going to happen next in the next couple of months. So I think we do have, we should consider to have some of these more preventative strategies in place, because that would prepare people not only for a pandemic, but also for maybe other, some more personal challenges they go through in their personal lives.
It's hoped the study will be finished in September next year. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.